There was a viral video I saw recently of a sheep stuck in a ditch. Perhaps you also saw it. Now, this ditch was more like a long, narrow crack that the sheep had wedged itself into. Now, in the video, with quite a bit of effort, a shepherd managed to pull the sheep out. But as soon as the sheep was free, it ran maybe 30 feet away and jumped right back into the ditch, getting itself stuck again. Sheep are, of course, famously unintelligent creatures. I'm no shepherd, but I can only imagine the frustration of having to deal with these animals on a daily basis. Right when you rescue a sheep, it gets itself in trouble again. The Bible is full of imagery of sheep and shepherds. Very often, as in our reading today, we see Jesus as the shepherd of the sheep. Only Jesus doesn't get frustrated with those sheep, but has compassion on them. Here we see Jesus as the compassionate shepherd. Now, to understand everything going on here in our reading, we need to get our bearings on what Mark has recorded in his gospel to this point. At the beginning of chapter 6, Jesus had sent out the 12 disciples. After learning from Jesus for some time, he sent them off two by two to get some first-hand ministry experience. We might think of this as their vicar year. After learning at the seminary for 2 years, our seminarians are sent off to get some ministry experience for a year as a vicar. They then come back to finish their education, which is what we find the disciples doing here in our reading. But before they came back, Mark reports the death of John the Baptist. Now, John had been arrested for calling out the local ruler Herod for unlawfully marrying his brother's wife. This Herod was one of the sons of Herod the Great, the king who had ordered that all the baby boys in Bethlehem be killed at the time of Jesus' birth. Herod's wife held a grudge against John for preaching against her and her husband, and she tricked Herod into beheading John. You might remember how her daughter danced so well at Herod's birthday celebration that Herod promised to give her whatever she asked for, up to half his kingdom. And her mother convinced her to ask for the head of John the Baptist. John, of course, was Jesus' relative, and he was also the former teacher of a few of the disciples. So John's death was weighing heavily on the group. That, paired along with their return from their vicar year, led Jesus to say, "Come with me, by yourselves, to a quiet place, and get some rest." The disciples' minds were troubled. Their vicar year, although successful, had been stressful. And now John the Baptist, their friend and teacher, had been killed. They were beaten down by life and in desperate need of rest. And Jesus, their compassionate shepherd, knew it. But what is true rest? Even the secular world knows there is a difference between leisure and rest. Leisure is when you do activities that you enjoy to relax. This may include hobbies such as hiking and sports, as well as downtime activities like watching TV. And rest is when you completely stop from all activity. But Jesus' rest is much more than this. It is a Sabbath rest, a rest that restores the soul, a rest that can only be found in Jesus. When we, like the disciples, are beaten down by life, do we always look for rest in the right places? How often are we so eager to participate in sporting events and recreational activities, but feel going to church is a chore? Or how often at the end of a long day do we just want to turn on the TV and relax, but completely ignore our devotional life? We love leisure time, but we avoid the only place we can get true rest, Jesus. And yet, Jesus, our compassionate shepherd, leads us, his foolish sheep, to this true rest. As David says in our beloved Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul." The burden is not on us to find rest. Jesus is the one who brings us there, to a rest that restores our soul. And we have this rest because he won it for us. As the writer to the Hebrews says, "But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God." Jesus' sacrifice was the only sacrifice we needed. By living a perfect life and dying in our place, he paid the penalty for our sin. And when he finished his labor, he sat down. The Old Testament priests never sat down. They always had to stand up and do another sacrifice. But Jesus' one sacrifice allowed him to sit down because he was finished with his work on earth. And now he rules over all things. Because Jesus sat down, we can lie down in green pastures and rest, because we know the work is done. The writer to the Hebrews also says, "We who have believed are entering that rest." When we join our Lord in heaven, we will have that perfect rest. But even right now, we, his believing sheep, are entering that rest. Take hold of the rest our Savior gives us. Life is hard. There are many difficulties we go out and face every day. But Jesus promises, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Our compassionate shepherd gives rest to his dear sheep. He gives us rest when we gather around his word, and he eases our troubled minds. He gives us rest in the sacraments where he reminds us and assures us our sins are forgiven. Jesus cares for his own flock by giving them rest. But he is also concerned for those who are not yet in his sheepfold. Look at the next thing Jesus does in our reading. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. All these people had seen Jesus and his disciples trying to get away to a remote place for some rest, and they ran and got there ahead of them. The whole reason Jesus and his disciples were going to this remote place was because they needed some alone time away from all these people. And yet as soon as they get there, all these people show up. I can imagine how frustrated I would be in that situation. But Jesus, compassionate shepherd that he is, has compassion on them because he sees them as sheep without a shepherd. People who wanted to learn the truth from Jesus so badly, who couldn't get it anywhere else. In Israel's history, they had been led astray by many bad shepherds. The men God had entrusted to bring his word to his sheep were often more interested in making themselves rich or lording rules and regulations over the flock. As a result, many of the sheep wandered away from the Lord. These wicked shepherds are men whom Jeremiah and Ezekiel both prophesied against. And even at the time of Jesus, such leaders as the Pharisees were doing the very same thing. Now we can accuse them, but how often do we find ourselves acting like these bad shepherds? We too are entrusted with sharing God's word, especially to the lost sheep. But how often do we ignore opportunities to share God's word with our neighbor? Or do we always represent Christ appropriately? Do we ever make it seem to the unbelieving world that Christianity is about following certain rules and regulations? That you really can't be a good Christian unless you do such and such a thing or don't do such and such a thing? Thanks be to God that he cares more for the lost sheep than we do. Jesus himself said that he came to seek and save the lost. We all were lost sheep. Isaiah says that we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Our wandering ways of sin separated us from God. But he cared for his lost sheep so much that he sent his Son into the world and put all our sin on him. And by his wounds we are healed. On the cross, Jesus, the compassionate shepherd, brought the lost sheep back to God. And as we see in our reading, he continues to show compassion for them by sharing the word of God with them. And he has placed good leaders over us who continue to share the word of God with us. Imitate the compassion of the compassionate shepherd Jesus. Share the word of God with the lost sheep whom God has placed in your life. Don't shy away from the opportunity. Remember, you once too were lost. Show people how much joy you have because you are in Jesus. But don't expect everyone to be converted when you share God's word with them. but continue to pray for the lost sheep whom you know. Invite them to church and Bible study. The Holy Spirit will produce faith where and when He pleases in those who hear the gospel. Offer them that gospel. Like the sheep in that video, we continue to get ourselves stuck in the ditch of sin. But our compassionate shepherd doesn't get frustrated with us, but continually pulls us out and brings us back to God. He takes care of His own sheep by leading them to the rest only He can give. And He continues to go after the lost sheep to bring them into His sheepfold. As we go about our frustrating lives, let us find rest in our compassionate shepherd. And let us imitate His compassion by sharing His word with others, so that they too may join us in His sheepfold. Amen.